Welcome to the Let's Open Tabs podcast, where we talk all things design. I'm Sherry, and I'm here with Zane.
Hello.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about graphic design internships, the expectations, the reality, and overall what to expect during your first internship. Let's get into it. So, obviously, we talked before that, like, Hassas Media was basically your first
choice. It was my first choice, and was really my only hope for getting an internship closer down to where I live at. Like, I told Jim I'd prefer somewhere down closer to my house, but if I couldn't find anything, then I would have to do somewhere up there, and I would have to do the drive still, basically Monday through Thursdays and maybe Fridays.
Yeah, got you on that. Let me think here. Did he happen to send your interview, your resume anywhere else?
I actually don't know if he did or not, because I think Cassis was really the only one that got to me.
I got back to you. Was there a spot that Ray was trying to find for you?
Ray told me how he had one around where I live at, around Altoona, but he said he had somebody, but I didn't know if he fully reached out to them or not.
Yeah, if he got busy or if just they didn't have time to reach back out or anywhere. Basically, it's like, hey, do you guys have any internship positions? And they didn't hear back. They didn't hear back, kind of thing. Yeah. As for me, my reference was, well, like, out of your, I guess, like, Hassas Media was the main one, but we also had to write a list for Jim, didn't we? Didn't you have, like, any other local ones, or you're just like, just Hassas Media, just please. I know the people here, kind of thing.
You can make a list?
Didn't Jim ask for a list?
You didn't ask me for a list.
I guess not. I gave him a list. Which was basically just like Hassas Media, Penn State, I think Hershey, just to see. But I also understood that they probably didn't do remote work or anything like that. And plus, when I checked their website for any internships, they didn't have any like design-related positions, just like marketing. Which, like, not that I couldn't do hypothetically, but
yeah, that wouldn't, I wouldn't really count that.
And then one more, Penn State. Oh, and Sheetz, because I think Sheetz would be a really nice company to
work for. I forgot Sheetz does that sometimes too, because I know they're, don't they change their truck design a lot?
I think so. It's one of their like more iconic things is how decorative their petrol or gasoline trucks can come around, basically. I also just really like their branding. Like, personally, it's something I feel like really caters to me with how they play around with multimedia and, like, their brand voice, per se, where they're kind of, like, on the nose with putting, like, swearing adjacents on their stuff. Like, with the Sheetz, Schnuggets, all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how internship-wise it's going to work for the GA down here in Altoona.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, albeit Jim and Ray, I know, didn't do too much research. I don't hate you guys. No, just, I love you, Jim and Ray.
Just saying what it is, they have their set list that they
to. They're just mainly focused on places in State College because they don't get many students like us that are, like, an hour away. And even if they, even some people who did, they would either live in an apartment for during that time.
I know for Lewistown people, they still gotta drive a bit, even though it's like, I want to say like 40 minutes compared to like the 50 or so minutes we were have.
It's like 55 to an hour for me. It depends on the weather and traffic. Because I don't know, what is your distance?
I would want to say it's about the same as you. It can, it's typically like 55 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Depending how fast I go on the highway. Maybe shorter, but
we won't say numbers, that way you don't get on the list.
But that's how it is. But yeah, for my internship, that those are the places that I chose, and they're like, oh, we always try to reach out to Sheetz, but they never get back to us. So then they just sent my resume out to Impressions, Penn State, and then Hassas a little bit afterwards. Had an interview with Impressions. That was a good interview. My only, like, a good start to the interview is that the minute I left, I realized I forgot my portfolio, so I had to drive back to school and pick it up. So
how far were you before you realized?
Not very far. I think I literally like drove up to the light.
I would have just left it. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I can't literally show up and be like, okay, let's see your work, and be like, all I have are sketches, because I had all my sketchbooks with me.
Oh, well, like, for the internship, yeah, I would go to it. I thought you were talking about, like, you just left it at the school and you wanted to grab it just to take home.
No, I mean, like, on my way to my impressions.
Okay, sorry. That makes more sense. God, no, I wouldn't leave it then.
Yeah, which was kind of a say on how my organization was, which was a big thing for impressions, was how your organization is with how they have their file system set up there.
Would you say they're more business oriented compared to here?
I would say only, I think it's just because of like the clientele that they have and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say for certain since it's Sandra who's working there currently, but it seems right. Like, I want to say it's similar to here. But also just like, I know from what I understand, those ladies like to be very organized, but they also can't be, and nothing against, I guess I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
They like to be organized, but of course not staying organized is a very difficult thing to do.
Right.
Yeah, anyone can fall into that, myself included.
I mean, like, Cassis here is definitely more laid back. Like, look at me. I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
Yeah, and I have big old ripped jeans.
Yeah, like, more like business focused graphic design jobs wouldn't allow this,
yeah,
or anything.
Possibly. They're definitely like more business casual for sure.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you have like maybe not a pantsuit, but again, just like nice pants.
Like if I had to wear jeans, like, I guess I'll wear jeans, but I don't like wearing jeans.
No, that's fair. I actually almost came in today with PJ pants just because how cold it was this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I decided against it. But overall, for like expectations, I guess since we've landed at Cassis Media, you expected basically the same as usual.
I expected what to come because I knew Rachel, and she's working here, and I know Jude pretty well because we went to the same CTC together, and I knew him for like 2 years there. He was just a grade below me.
Yeah. Like, two of those people were your classmates already.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I essentially knew almost half of the people here. But, I mean, what was your expectation like?
My expectation, I think with any place, even though, like, even if I'm told that, like, oh, it's going to be casual, it's going to be chill, I still build it up in my head that I'm like, but what if I'm too casual, though? I don't want to treat like I don't care, basically.
You don't want to give, like, that resting bitch face?
I think that might happen anyway. I'm not someone who, when working, is just, like, perpetually smiling. I can't do that, not even when I was working at Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, whenever I work, people always think I'm pissed just because of the way I look at people sometimes when...
It's like, I'll give them a little smirk, but it's like, I'm not going to smile at you the whole time.
Yeah.
Like...
The best you get from me is, like, a small, like, chuckle.
Yeah. But you're in retail, so... Or a print job for retail.
Retail print job.
Yeah.
As much as I talk bad about it a lot, I love the people there that I work with. They're all very nice. Mm-hmm. And they at least have the same humor as me, thankfully. Mm-hmm.
I guess rather than expectations for, like, the environment at Cassis, like, I guess expectations we had with each of our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you, for example, like, you're kind of... Like, obviously, you have the Cassis Media intern, specifically that position.
Right.
And you're just, like, helping out Rachel with stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm helping Rachel out right now with getting statics and carousels on Instagram. Mainly posted out for two companies that I'm working on. One's a hospice and one's just, like, a house siding work, sometimes inside work, depending on what they do. But besides that, I've just mainly been working on the podcast compared to... I've been trying to balance them both out, but now that we're officially getting the podcast out, and I just need to edit everything down, and then we can fully start uploading weekly, hopefully.
Yeah. Is it going to be like... Again, I don't know the ins and outs of the podcast. Is it going to be like one or two times a week?
It might depend on just like who we would have. Like if we would have a special guest and we want it to be that set specific episode, but but we have time between then, I would probably like pre-record one or two and maybe move that one that was like, so for example, if I had like Jim, for example, on episode 5 for the Google Doc that I have, but he wouldn't be available till like, today's the 9th of April, and he wouldn't be available till like April 30th, for example, I would move that episode down from the 5th episode to the to maybe like the 8th or 9th episode if we had like one or two, maybe three pre-recorded by then.
Because
pre-recorded is going to be such a savior, especially for the early start. Like I know this week we pre-recorded 3 episodes. This is this counting as one of them.
Yeah, that's typically, I feel like the rule of thumb with podcasts is that they record quite a few, and depending how long it is, it just depends like what the work schedule is, because for I shouldn't say a lot of them, but it's like a subsection of something bigger that they're doing. So it's just the matter of like, okay, we need to make, if they're really tight schedule people, it's like, okay, we need to do like 3 episodes one day.
Right.
And then just have, so that way we have it over the course of 3 weeks, basically.
Yeah, because I know some podcasts are like, they'll record on Thursdays and then upload on Tuesdays. I know some podcasts do that. But, I mean, besides what I do, what do you do?
I do. I work on socials for various accounts, basically. More specifically, Andre's account and everything. Currently, I guess if we're saying expectations, I think so far everything's been meeting expectations.
Right.
I think more so it's just trying to figure out how long something takes, because sometimes I think a video is going to take a lot less time than it's going to, especially since social media can be deceptively simple looking.
Yeah.
Outside, where it's like, oh, that's just a simple B-roll post with like a text thing over it. But actually it's, for a lot of them, it's, they'd use the same video across like multiple different, multiple times within the same day through like trial reels, basically.
Right.
Just to see like what wording works best with the SEO. Which we don't have access to yet. You gotta have 200 followers for that.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I know you sometimes go outside of here to record stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
we'll
like,
go off-site.
How would you say that is? Like, how many times does it usually take to make a recording? Because I know sometimes background audio could mess that up, or just, like, somebody decides to be that guy and just decides to ruin what you guys might be doing.
I thankfully, we haven't had any, like, rough instances where someone like tries to come up while we're recording and everything. Like the most that we dealt with was this rowdy teenager at Greenview.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, which again, we weren't even recording at that point. We were taking like a break just to eat our food. And then it's like, oh, we can't record anymore because this kid is being a nuisance.
But I mean, even then, I've seen that you guys meaning like record with a wall behind you, so that way
There wouldn't be,
like, distractions in the background.
We'll usually go to the Beach Tree Cafe because they have this, like, I wouldn't say it's, like, a patio, but, like, it's, when you look outside of the building, it's, like, this little subsection of it. And that's, like, right towards the back where, if you keep going, they have, like, a little hallway with a mural if you've seen the videos.
Yeah, I've seen.
Sometimes you'll catch employees doing stuff back there, but, again, it's just, like, it's just this back corner.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an employee table because anytime we've gone there, no one's been like, oh, hey, sorry, you can't sit here. Like,
yeah,
no,
I mean,
one ever sits back there.
They would have said something by
spot.
Now.
Yeah, everything's basically, again, it's just mainly trying to find out my workflow and becoming more proficient and efficient at the stuff that I have to work in. Like, I barely have used Premiere, which you've probably maybe had more experience with that, or at least with video editing.
I have a little bit of experience with Premiere Pro before Rick decided to show us how to do it, but it's just the simple stuff that I know how to do. CapCut, I use mainly just to edit YouTube Shorts, because it's not like I have to put in a whole bunch of effort for it, but I still have to put in some.
Is that how you got those really nice captions?
Yes, that is how I got those captions for it. I'm just, because you could see with both the shorts that I made, they both have like different kinds of captions to them. But I think the one where it's like, it would be a different color if it was that word being said to show for caption wise, that would be
like show emphasis to it.
Yeah. Like, I think that's the main caption that I'm going to stick with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good. It has, like, good colors. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that you can change it? Only because, again, I don't know when.
Like, the color?
Whenever that short goes out. Like, the blue color
yeah. that you have. You can change that. You can change the font. Mm-hmm. It's just the template that CapCut has. It just automatically sets it to that font. But you can switch it out and switch the color.
Okay, keep it more on brand if you get it, like, red or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm probably going to do with this one and the one that we recorded earlier. Mm-hmm. So that's a note for editor me in the future, yeah. which I need to show Jude and the other intern how to edit this down into like shorts or just long form videos.
Oh, nice. So you get some help with it. It's not just like solely you mm-hmm. handling that stuff.
It would be nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. I mean, how would you say balancing here with outside is
outside of work? Thankfully CASA's very much seems like the place where you can, like, once you get your stuff done here, you don't have to take it home with you as long as it's done, basically.
Yeah,
in the timeline that you have. The only times that I've technically, like, taken work home is when I'm doing, like, pre-planning or, like,
right.
Oh, hey, we have a Saturday coming up, which is usually our film day mm-hmm. that we go off-site. So I'll try and get, like, a list of, like, reels that we have to have made or, like, ideas that we were potentially thinking about that maybe we can discuss more while we're out. And then if we happen to get it developed enough, we'll film it while we're there.
Right.
But, again, it really just depends, like, how busy it is and how much a script really works out.
Yeah.
Because you asked how long it takes us to film, and it really depends on the reel. If it's something really like low effort content, where it's just like B-roll with some footage, B-roll with some text over it. Again, that can take a few minutes, if no time, if we already have the extra footage backed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we're making like the reel talks, for example, or like some other thing where we're educational content more so.
Right.
Then that would be, it takes us about 20, the least amount of time, 20 minutes, if it's a really short one. If it's a more, like, in-depth one, it can take, like, 40 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, because I remember...
Just for, like, a 40-second video.
I remember seeing one of the most recent reels that Andre had on his account was literally just him walking across the screen.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just outside here.
Yeah, because we had extra B-roll for that, yeah.
I remember seeing that one. And, like, simple ones like that can just take, like, a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
that was from, like, a couple weeks ago, actually, that we got that.
Oh, really?
That was a big B-roll day. We had a list of shots that we wanted to get, so we just did it.
So do you have, like, backup reels if something happens for one?
Sometimes, like, we have, like, an ideas list and, like, some, again, like, low effort, medium, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for today, for example, there's supposed to be a... I would say, like, relatable TikTok that was supposed to go out with some gym-related content. We weren't able to get the stuff filmed for that, so then I had to go back and then reach in, grab something, and then
make yeah.
something together to put out. But usually I have, like, a backup, because we have at least, like, trying to get into a format where it's, like, okay, three posts, one high-effort one medium-effort, or if it's, like, a carousel... The one low effort one, basically.
Yeah, because I know you said whenever we would be in Jim's room, you would say how you wanted to upload at least like three videos a day. Mm-hmm. Would that count the weekends also, or just weekday?
Every day.
Every day?
Holidays, yep.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. It's great. So it means any time that I'm heading out here, I need to make sure, which I could, means that I set it up over Saturday. Sometimes if I don't, sometimes I'll be admittedly a little lazy and be like, okay, I have everything ready. I just have to write the caption, and then I'll wait till the day of to write the caption. But, like, that's the only thing.
Yeah, no, sometimes whenever I would edit down, like, shorts or stuff for YouTube, you can tell sometimes between the quality of it where, like, I like putting an effort into that, and then I didn't care.
Again, it's just, like, I a lot of times have to take a step back because at least for me, for video editing, especially if it's something, like, in-depth,
yeah,
I can only watch it so many times before I have to take a step back from it, and that's, especially if it's something that has to go out that day, that can be a little bit hard to do at times, but.
Usually what I do is, if I know what's being said in that video is I just mute the audio so that way I don't have to constantly just hear the same line over and over again. Because, but I mean, like, podcast-wise, I've been getting a lot. I had to go on an alt account on YouTube just to do podcast research. That way my whole YouTube feed on my main YouTube account wouldn't be flooded with podcast stuff. But podcast short-wise, it's just a simple grab a clip from that episode, clip it down to a short, format it to a short, and just that's it.
Yeah, it's just like the little stuff, basically. Yeah. After that, it's overall, I would say it's been a great learning experience, basically.
I would say it is.
Utilizing our skills in different ways.
Definitely have learned new things. I would, like, ClickUp, for example. I knew what Canva was, but I never used Canva.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely should have used that during utilized that during social media, because it would take me way too long to put a post together for any of the assignments that we had.
It's
like, realistically, you don't have hours upon hours and hours or days to get one singular post together.
I mean, that's my experience. Didn't Ray mention once about Canva?
Maybe, but again,
he might have.
I guess, like, I had my set work process, so the idea of trying to try something out.
He might have mentioned it as, like, being like, Ray, don't quote me on this if you're watching this. Yeah. But he might have mentioned it as, like, a resource that some people use for social media marketing. Mm-hmm. But, because I remember him mentioning Canva, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know that Kaylee would utilize Canva for a lot of her
social media assignments. Yeah, I remember her saying that.
Because I think, again, they have, like, the set templates, which is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I was initially doing, like, the 1:1 ratio where it's the squares, but since it's moved on to the 3:4 for stuff, that's what I have to work in now.
Right.
But that's really handy that they just have that in Canva where it's like, oh, this is for an Instagram post, this is for a TikTok post, this is for this post, and da-da-da-da, basically.
I
think Adobe does, like, you can, I think, set up presets is what I found.
They should.
Like, have the ratios for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. There's some, like, little stuff about each Adobe program, but admittedly.
Yeah, like, each Adobe program is unique. Like, I know some people say Adobe InDesign is very difficult to use, but it's not hard for me. I don't get why some people say it's difficult.
It's the same thing if you open, like, After Effects. Like, of course, After Effects is a different beast of its own.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just there's so much UI, and that when you first look at it, it's like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to use first. So it's just like learning, oh, this is this tool, this is for this, this is for that. Then you learn a bit more.
Yeah, but I also think because we went to CTC, we knew the programs. Just, of course, like After Effects and all those other ones we didn't really know. It was just mainly Photoshop, Illustrator, and InDesign.
Yeah, because Bar isn't really, like, a video edit. Like, that would be more so on, like, the digital media.
Right.
Which was the other class. They handle that kind of stuff a bit more than we did.
Because, like, Photoshop.
Photoshop
is, like, what I'm using for thumbnail-wise. Like, that's what I'll have to use for these thumbnails here. Like, I have ideas on what I want to do, but I just need to figure out how to execute them.
Yeah, I just used Photoshop today for a cover image for our reel today.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's just, like, really simple, because, I don't know, you can do cover images within the native app itself, like, through TikTok or whatever. Like, they have that preset image thing, but you have to do that natively. But if I wanted to put it through Rella, I have to make an image myself, which is more of a positive than a negative, because that way I can make it more with the brand colors and the specific fonts that we need.
Right. And I mean, even the stuff Jim taught us, I still, I even use here at the internship whenever I would make either a thumbnail for something or for here. Like, I've done, like, practice thumbnails for this podcast, but I haven't officially fully started one yet, which I want to try soon.
Yeah.
But what Jim has taught us, I've definitely used here at the internship.
Yeah, for sure. Having to utilize, like, concept development, even though admittedly I haven't been doing the amount of concept development that I should have, but I'm also putting out 3 posts a day. So it's like there's only so much time for pre-planning that I more so spend just trying to optimize everything so that way when a video does go out, it can do as well as it can, basically.
Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot.
Especially with our last two... I mean, do you, when you help with, like, putting out the static posts and, like, carousels and stuff like that, do you happen to see, like, how well they do? Do you ever check up on that, even though that's not, like, your forte here?
Like, check up, like, when they're posted, or?
Check out, like, if how many interactions they have, like, or I guess impressions is the word, impressions they have.
So far, the ones that I have worked on, they're ones that, like, would be pre-prepared for the next month. Like, right now, I'm working on ones for May. I should check for the ones that I did for this month, because I did do 12 for this month. So I'm pretty sure, I think I saw one of them like a couple of days ago, actually, now that I think about it. Because we do them on Canva as well, because they're much easier to fully set up and have them ready to post. Because whenever you set up like a page document on like Illustrator or InDesign, it can be very messy, depending on how further you are for making, like, statics or carousels.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I can only speak so much on that because it's mainly reels that we're putting out right now. But I don't want to say, like, we're still keeping to the reels, but it seems like carousels are becoming more of a thing now on Instagram, so you might take a shift to that.
Right.
How things run. But those definitely take a bit more time for me, especially if you have to make it from scratch.
Like, I know some people use carousels as, like, a hold the dots down here and then move them for, like, it to be an animation. Like, what?
Yeah, you can play around with a lot of things for a carousel and utilize it from just, like, showing a new brand with some mock-ups and stuff to, like, use of the animation thing to even just, like, a photo dump where it's like, hey, this is what we've been up to. Feel free to scroll through. But
like, I'm pretty sure Cassis did one of those whenever they redesigned the office here, I think.
Yeah, they showed, like, bit by bit.
Multiple angles of what they made.
And then they, not collaborated, but, like, also got a video of, like, them working on the wall and stuff.
Right.
Good things for it.
Do you have any, like, final takeaways?
Final takeaways for it? For the internship, I guess, overall, but also allow for some flexibility, because sometimes the unexpected does happen, like today, for example, where the logo challenge we put up today, this keeps falling on me, the logo challenge we had up today, I had to post, like, 2 different times, because on Instagram and Facebook, it was fine, but TikTok kept muting the audio each time I put it up. So it's just a matter of just cycling through, be like, okay, does this one work? No, because for Instagram, it depends on the audio for licensing.
Yeah. But
for TikTok, it's really particular. It's like, oh, if you have 60 seconds more of licensed content, like, you can't post it.
Right.
Like, it has to be a strict 60 seconds, and I kept it to 90 seconds because our last one was a bit too, like, quick. You didn't really get a whole lot of dialogue between me and Andre when we put it up. So in this one, I stretched it to 90 seconds, which was, like, perfect, but TikTok was being a butt about it.
Oh, I can get imagine. I can imagine.
I eventually found royalty-free music for it, but that was about it. What about yourself?
I mean, you basically said what I said, just basically, like, expect the unexpected, and I mean, like, depending on where, of course, you get your internship at, and depending on what college you go to, you sort of should know what to expect. Sort of depending on where it is. Like, here, for example, it's more laid back. And I know, because, like, Jim and Ray wanted us to go to the location to sort of also get the vibe for it. So, like...
They're, like, on-site.
Yeah.
Like, you do anything remotely, so depending, like, where you're at.
You can get the vibe, and then if they accept you there, you kind of know what to expect for, like, whenever you start, but...
Or even if you happen to get, like, hired on afterwards, then that's even better.
And, I mean, even if you're learning something new at the internship, they hopefully should be fine with that. Like, it's the internship is also a way to learn about like what to expect as like a graphic design job and everything.
Or like even what you like doing on the job, because you can do so many like projects for school and get a feel on what like your strengths are and everything, but until like you're actually, I guess at least for me that's how it is, because schoolwork and like work are two very different mindsets for me. Like I would say I'm a bit more diligent when it comes to school than when it comes to jobs sometimes, but again it just depends. It's between like different motivations, basically external motivations for grades versus internal motivation, which is like you trying to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. Which again comes back to like having a good workflow.
Yeah, like a work, as much as we said it, workflow is very,
you need to make sure to get shit done.
Yeah, get your shit done. Like how Ray would say, get your shit done.
Yeah. As long as your stuff's done, you can do whatever. But
yeah,
I think another thing came to mind for me as well for internships. Basically, like sometimes you'll be doing something that you wouldn't expect yourself to be doing, but enjoying it more than what you thought it would. Because like social media wasn't a first choice for me, but it's the opportunity that it presented itself to me. So I took on that.
Right.
To be like, okay, I mean, I can become better at it. And maybe it can get to a point where I do like it. And I have grown a liking to it, but.
Right. And like, for me, I didn't really know I would be doing like a podcast. So I've definitely learned a lot since starting to set this all up.
Oh, yeah. Like all the little intricacies and stuff always takes longer than you think it's going to.
Yeah.
Always.
That's the most painful thing sometimes.
Sometimes it takes a little bit shorter, which is great. But then later you find out, oh, we should have taken that extra time because something got messed up.
Right.
I can say that for sure before because, like you said, instances with filming. Like, I don't have as much stuff to keep track of as you do for this setup. Meanwhile, for me, it's like, I just have to make sure the mic's on. I have to make sure that the music isn't too loud so that when I have to go in and edit it, that,
Right.
When I enhance or block out the noise, it's not making the mic sound super crunchy. And then also just like playing around with correction and lighting, which thankfully we have really nice lighting in here. So I don't imagine you have to
play around
with color correcting that much.
Yeah, and this thing too, like even for editing wise, I don't really have to mess with like lighting or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to, well, we have two lights, but the one would reflect under the sign there. So we have to keep just one on.
Yeah, trial and error of that.
Which I need to see what I can do for that.
Hmm?
I need to see what I can do for that with that one.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to just be there, not on.
What stuff are you, I guess towards the future, what's like some stuff that you want to work on? Or is like the podcast is your baby, this is all you want to work on kind of stuff?
I mean, yes and no for that, but. Because like, I still want to do like other stuff. Like I like doing the carousels. I like doing the statics. But I also like doing this a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really fun to work on long form content. Especially with how short form my content can be. Like the longest stuff we'll film is, like I said, the 45 minute logo challenges.
Yeah.
That I can watch all the way through and cut down really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For myself, though, I'm not really sure yet. I think I'm just down for whatever, basically. Just, like, throw it at me.
Yeah, I get that.
Whatever I want. Or not whatever I want. Whatever they want.
Yeah.
I'll do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you say you have anything else?
I think that's everything we have today for this episode of the Open Tats Podcast. I'm Shari.
And I'm Zane.
I want to thank you guys for watching. If you like this episode, be sure to like and subscribe. It lets us know that you want to see more like this. And be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you happen to get your podcasts. And with that, let's go ahead and close the tab. See ya.
Bye-bye.